I want to fling.
Whoa, marriage takes work.
No, I want to fling into spring at Total Wine. Tequilas and fruit-flavored vodkas, Chardonnays, rosés, Pinots.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, always low prices. Total Wine and more.
This is Dr. Mariah White, host of Your Life Matters. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle.
Makeup is terrible.
Hey guys, welcome to Let's Hustle Podcast, where today we are going to be singing every song by every queen from RuPaul's Drag Race, starting with Alaska, A-L-A-S-K-A. We're going alphabetically.
Yeah. Love that for us.
So yeah, that's... Hey, how are you this week?
Oh my gosh, I'm so, just like so good. We ordered a new bed because ours is old AF, and I am getting up there, as well as the COVID-19 has put a few pounds in my hips, and
yeah,
poor welcome. Bedding. I know, poor bed with extra weight equals very painful sleep. So, instead of just losing weight, I bought a new bed.
Logic. There it is.
Yeah. So, that came today. And so, I'm really excited.
Nice.
Because we're going to get it set up. And I got a really cute bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
I am a bargain hunter.
You are. And you're really good at it, too.
Like,
really good at it.
I got a king bed. Normally, $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
On sale. For $265. The frame.
I mean, woman.
The frame, I got it. And it is... I can't even...
Go you.
I know.
I'm really proud.
Same.
Extremely proud, actually.
Same.
Nice.
Here for it.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. So, there's that.
Yeah. Well, my week.
Lee? Okay, Lee, we don't need to hear about your week. I'm telling about your week.
Okay, thank you.
Lee is famous because she is the queen / president of the Supporters Club, and she has articles being written about her. She has headshots being taken of her. People are like, oh my gosh, Lee, let me write an article about you. And she's a big freaking deal. People ask to take pictures with her. Like, when I'm out in public, I feel like the Duff. I'm just like, oh. Yeah, I'm Lee's friend. People try to be my friend so they can become Lee's friend.
I mean, all these things you're saying are really nice, but they're also true, so. Where's the lie?
Oh my gosh, I love that you said that. I thought you were going to be like, but like only kind of true, but you're like, but that's all accurate. I love
jokes.
That.
And she's so humble. thank you. Yeah. It's been great. We, the Supporters Club that we, a bunch of people started, I was elected president, and we opened up our memberships yesterday at 10 a.m. And as of today at 5 p.m., we have like 160 freaking members from 12 different states now and 3 different countries. So I am
unbelievable.
Over the moon. I am ecstatic.
Legitimately.
So I've had a great week. It's been very hectic.
Yeah.
Just because it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Dealing with a lot of people. So but no, it's been lovely. It's been lovely.
So I'm trying to like think of something fun, like a embarrassing story, but I just have so many, they just blend into what's called real life, so can't think of one.
That's okay. Do you want to just dive right in?
Let's just dive right in.
Let's dive in.
So, today we're going to talk about something. If you're in sales or a narcissist or just pretty much a regular human, you like to talk about yourself. And we're going to tell you how, why, and how to stop. Also, shut up and listen, because listening is really important.
If you're in sales or a narcissist or just a human, just if it doesn't apply to you, then you're probably
a cat.
A dolphin. Oh, wow. Oh. Cat. Okay. A cat would more likely listen to a podcast.
Definitely.
Than a dolphin. So that was a lot smarter.
It's fine.
Anyways.
We're going to move on from that.
We are going to move on.
The fame's gone to Lee's head.
God. I thought all my ideas were great and they're not. But no, today, yeah, we're going to be talking about listening because it seems very simple. Simple concept. You listen, you absorb the information and whatever, but it's actually very difficult for a lot of people to understand. Mm. And it's a great reminder to just kind of keep in the front of your brain how to listen more effectively. Yeah.
We're going to give you tips, B.
Exactly. And how not to talk about yourself too much, which I know I have a problem with sometimes because I'm a Gemini. But yeah.
Well, we're gonna talk about it. Are you familiar with the 80-20 rule?
No. Oh, yeah. You tell me. What is it? What's the 80-20 rule, Chelsea?
You talk 20% of the time, and the person that you're selling to talks 80% of the time.
Mm.
So you're listening more. And one thing that's really important as a salesperson, okay, I should be making you guys pay to listen to this episode. I'm about to freaking tell you all my secrets. I usually say it's Red Bull because it gives me wings. But for the love of this podcast and to pay for our trademark, the secret is to sales is letting people talk about themselves. People, like everybody, loves to talk about themselves. And we're going to tell you why. Like, it's not just that they're sucky human beings. Like, mm-hmm. There's a scientific reason as to why people like to talk about themselves. But the more people talk about themselves and about their business, the more they're going to like you. And the more they like you, the more they trust you. And the more they trust you, the more they buy from you. And the more they buy from you, the richer you are, honey.
There you go. Yeah. So there was actually literally, what a sentence, Lee. Come on.
I'm here for it.
There was a study done by neuroscientists at Harvard. And
so we know it's true.
So we know it's real. It's legit, not some rando person from JCTC doing a freaking.
But like you go, JCTC.
Theater arts major. Me. That was me.
Oh.
So I was making fun of.
Okay.
It's fine anyway. Sorry. Wow.
We'll move on.
Talking about me again.
If you're a salesperson, a narcissistic,
or a human. Okay. Study done by neuroscientists at Harvard. Essentially, what they did is they asked volunteers to either answer questions about well-known people, whether like you have to speculate, you know, they'll be like, what kind of pizza do you think Reese Witherspoon likes? Or do you think that she goes on skiing trips or whatever?
Right.
So they asked them to either do that for money
mm-hmm.
or talk about themselves for free. And what they discovered from this is that
freaking disgusting.
Everyone, almost every single person that was involved in this, was willing to give up between 17 and 25% of the potential earnings of this entire study to talk about themselves.
Wow.
Like, it was people wanted to talk about themselves more so than they wanted to make money. So, which I thought was insane. So then they did another study. The second part of it is where they used MRIs to actually determine that when you talk about yourself, guess what's released in your brain? Dopamine. And guess what dopamine does? Makes you feel good about yourself. It's the same thing that's released when you have sex, when you do drugs. It's like, it's very, very addictive.
When you work out. It's the pleasure zone.
It is the pleasure.
Also known as the mesolimbic dopamine system.
There you go. That's the system. And then it releases.
It's like
dopamine.
right? PE system. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely. We're not from Harvard. Mm. Why not?
Yeah, we just speculate.
Fact check yourself, hey, honey.
Somebody Google that. If we're wrong, at least you'll know that we're wrong.
If you're wrong, we'll like your picture. Follow back.
Contest. Tag three people who know we're wrong. And follow us and like us. And we'll give away.
Share your story for an extra thingy magic game.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later.
Yeah, so it makes you feel good.
Yeah, and it's crazy. So essentially that study is people wanted to feel better and talk about themselves more than they wanted to make money, which is very important to, it's important to be aware of that.
Yes.
Especially in sales, because sometimes you can throw away a sale because you just want to talk about yourself.
Well, it feels good to talk about yourself, so that's why we do it. So your brain, you're talking about yourself, and your brain is like, oh my gosh, this feels so good, but oh, I'm talking about myself. So then it rationalizes it, being like, what I'm telling this person is like valuable. Mm-hmm. And because it wants to keep talking about itself, like our brain is obsessed with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's ways to help you get over this.
Get over yourself.
So there's a thing that you can do with your friends, your coworkers, whatever. It's called the 30/60-second rule. So you talk for 30 seconds, look for a place to stop before you reach 60 seconds. Kind of put a timer on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, use single sentence responses. Don't turn your answer into a friggin' monologue, because people get bored, people get tired, and they have things to do. Mm-hmm. If you're in sales, guess what? They have another meeting with another salesperson soon, and friggin' they're tired of hearing it. They got a business to run.
Yeah. And that's one thing before you move on to remember. Please. About that is, I feel like a lot of people, whenever they do like the one sentence response, they're afraid to do that because they think, well, I need to explain.
Yes.
I need this person to completely understand what I mean. And blah, 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 blah.
But if they ask you to elaborate, that there gives you an answer that, hey, they're listening, they're invested, they're intrigued, they want to know more.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, you can ask an open-ended question to get them talking more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're so good at this.
Gosh, killing it.
The next one, girl. Speak, stop, and ask. Break up the flow, honey.
Break it up. Break up the flow.
I don't know what we're on, but
speak,
like...
Speak, stop, and ask.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Say stop. Stop, drop, and roll. Stop, collaborate, and listen.
Oh, I love that one. Thank so your you. Body displays a loss of attention up to, like, literally 9 seconds before the mind even becomes aware. So when you're talking to somebody, they're going to start giving you cues before they even, like, oh my gosh, this hoe is so boring. Like,
wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So your body gives a 9-second heads up to people.
Dang.
So some of our physical cues...
Mm-hmm.
/ warning.
Yes.
Could
I'm here for it.
Be feet shift towards the door.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like, get me out of here.
Right.
This is what I do. I do this bigly. I tap on things. I like start tapping. I start like looking around. Like I start tapping, clapping, mm-hmm. bumping my hand on my leg. Just like kind of like, okay, get me out of here. I'm done. I've tapped out. There's too much information. I don't know. But I'm like, get me out. Or mm-hmm. they smile, like, yeah, like, trying to overcompensate, like, yes, I'm in, yes, I hear you, you know?
Yeah. What do you do when you realize that you need someone to stop talking besides those two things?
What do I do?
Yeah, like, okay, on a personal level, because I think everyone has different tells, and I know exactly what mine is, and I'm very bad about it. I need to be better about it.
Mine is I start, like, tapping on things, like, getting really fidgety, but now I've gotten to a point where I'm just like, I don't freaking care. Because time is money, mm-hmm. and sometimes beating around the bush does you no good. And so I was just trying to get to the point where, like, hey, I've got to go. Can we wrap this up?
That's smart. That's really smart. And I love that you can do that. I am not to a place in my life where I could do that yet. I'm not confident enough. But
what's yours?
I need to learn that. So in our – and I've realized this lately – in our board meetings for the Supporters Club, because we – now that I'm – the prez that I've now mentioned three times in this podcast, and I don't
How's
care.
How's that dopamine?
it's great, thanks. we now have board meetings, and there's 14 people on the board, and so we have Zoom meetings, and I've realized, because everyone mutes themselves while someone else is talking. It's not like you have to be called on. It's like if you have something, you just unmute yourself and you say it.
Yeah.
But it's just like there's, I'm really having to consciously realize that there's so many different personalities in the room, and some people love to talk. And I'm being really bad about unmuting myself and just start explaining what this pillow looks like.
Looks so nice and soft. Yeah. And oh my gosh,
that's great. I'm really happy. Thank you so much for your opinion. Is there any other thoughts that you want to share before we move on? Like, I'm really bad about just,
I love that.
It's just like if you're talking too much, I just straight up, I end it for you. And I feel like that is a little harsh.
No, I don't, because sometimes I really don't. The reason why is because sometimes it's hard to like come to a conclusion or stop. And I guess I've been in a room where somebody keeps talking, and so someone's done with you, and I'm like, freaking thank you.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
God, I just feel like a dick when I do it, though.
I mean, a little bit you are, but it's fine.
Okay. Somebody's got to do it. Yeah, I got to reel it in. But that's what I do. That's my dead giveaway. Or I'll start like interrupting and just being like, uh-huh, yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah.
See, and I think it's good to know what your friends' tells are, so when you start to,
yeah, I know, yeah.
okay, I know where we're at now.
Yeah.
Totally.
So anyways, there's tells that you can realize about a person.
Yeah.
And that you can listen to. So, feet heading towards the door was totally, were there any, that was
fidgeting?
Fidgeting.
Ooh. And, like, overcompensating in, like, facial, like smile, things like that.
Yeah. And lots if someone that. Gives, I remember reading that if someone gives very short or like very monotone answers,
yeah,
to where, it, you like know.
Basically what you're doing. Great. Yes. Anything else?
Great. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just honestly too, I was like, okay, are we moving forward? Is this like, are we done here? I'm sorry. I'm just a rude, sassy hoe.
Well, I think this... Okay.
Tell me.
I'll give...
Tell me.
This opinion. I think it's much more common for women to think that when they're wrapping up a conversation because they need to get out of a conversation, they're more likely to feel like they're being rude.
That's so true. Male.
When a man does that kind of stuff, it's like just seen as like, oh, okay, well then I'll respect that. He needs to, you know, I'll respect his time.
Yeah.
I mean, we both just said that we feel bad when we do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I'm not. Because here's the other thing. As a woman working with men, you can't just like walk around it, you know? Mm-hmm. You can't just be like kind of say it because you're afraid. You have to be literally like, that is not necessary. I will follow up and I will let you know the next step. Mm-hmm. Not like, I appreciate it, but no, I'm good. No, you literally need to be like, that is not what we need. No, we're not doing it this way. Red is red, blue is blue. Sit down. And they're probably going to think you're rude. And you know what? You go sell something and they'll respect you.
Yeah. I think, that's such a good piece of advice. And I mean, kind of getting a little off topic here of listening, I think it's been, I love the fact that you can do that, and I need to make myself do that more, because I'm finding it very difficult to be very stern with people. It's and hard. Telling them yes and no, and being like, hey, you can't do that, and you can't, or you can do that. And yeah. I'm getting really,
it's hard, just, because you don't want to like offend people, and you don't know. You want people to feel comfortable. But I think honestly the key to that is when people tell you things like yes, no, give you advice, is to not internalize it and try to like actually either hear them, but don't get offended. Because there's times like, okay, I am choosing, I will no longer be offended by these like types of criticisms. Instead, if I can make myself better, cool, and I am less offended and I'm more upfront, and I don't even want to say like confrontational, but kind of.
Yeah. That is, yes. And that's something that you, on the receiving end, can absolutely work on, because, you know, if someone's being rude, you can tell. Just being rude for the sake of being rude. But if someone's giving you, like, very blunt criticism, and they're doing it, and you can tell that they're doing it because they want to help you out.
Yeah.
It's your job to listen and receive that information, and not just let it blow over you.
Well, and also, it's like, if you just do it enough and stay true to, like, who you are, mm-hmm. people are like, oh, that's just how she is. Don't be offended.
Yes. Actually, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
And you end up loving people like that.
Yeah. Or like, oh, she'll tell me the honest truth.
Absolutely.
And I love it when someone comes to me and be like, I can ask you this because I know you'll tell me the truth.
I'm like, it's such a compliment, too.
Yes, well, honey, don't wear those.
Yeah.
Your makeup is horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Oh, did we just freaking full circle?
Look at that reference, girl. Wow.
Sashay away, honey.
Ugh. Anyway, so that's our podcast. We killed it. That's the end.
My yoga pose is child's pose. Thank you.
Yeah.
I will be falling asleep now.
No. But we also wanted to talk about not just tells of when you can tell you're talking too much, but we wanted to talk about ways that you can be more of an effective listener. Because
yes.
part of listening and not talking is actually, literally, listening. Surprise, surprise.
Enlighten me.
Listen and learn, homies. So, a couple things that you can do. A couple steps you can take to remind yourself. And these are very obvious things, but it's stuff we forget because we get in meetings. We're really nervous. Blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
So step one, or, you know, item number one, just face the person that you're talking to and make eye contact.
Ugh.
Simple as that.
The best.
It's so easy to forget, especially when we're sitting down. We feel like, oh, I don't want to face, you know, you get nervous. You feel like you kind of want to, you know, lean one way or the other. You can be nervous, especially starting off in sales.
Yeah.
And you don't want to make, like, too much eye contact because then it's like, am I staring into this person's eyes? I don't really mm-hmm. know. Are we, like, making a connection here? But, I mean, you don't have to, like...
You don't have to be freaking creepy, okay?
Yeah, just you don't have to gaze into their eyes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, 90% eye contact. And then you can look away and do what it, like...
Totally.
But, yeah, just something to remember.
Just face
them.
Look at their face.
Face them, make eye contact.
100%.
Simple, simple.
What's next?
Next. Another very obvious one, but something that we forget. Be attentive, but be relaxed.
Yeah, chill.
Like, listen to what they're saying. Understand that you're, you know, actively listening to everything they're saying. You're reacting. But also...
Take notes.
Oh, taking notes.
That's the best thing that I can do is because, like, I, for real, zone out. I do. I can't help it. I mm-hmm. literally, I need to be medicated. It's fine.
We don't judge you for it.
It's I really probably should be medicated. I learned that if you can unfocus your eyes on demand, that's like a sign that you have ADHD. Well, guess what? This hoe can do. Unfocus your eyes on demand.
Hey.
Hey. But seriously, writing things down helps me so much because I stay focused and I look like I'm really engaged.
Absolutely. And it probably keeps you relaxed because you're doing something
yeah.
that is very natural and yeah. normal, and you don't have to stare into their eyeballs, but you're, you know,
yeah.
you're looking at them.
I always say, I'm like, I know I look like I have it together, but we'll blame it on the hair. Can I take some notes? And every single person's like, haha, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it's like an icebreaker, and then you don't look weird, and you're taking notes, and you're engaged.
Next. Yes. Love it. So, next, keep an open mind.
Hmm.
Make your brain like a blank canvas, and try not to bring in your own preconceived notions of the conversation, your own past experiences of different conversations with other clients that seem similar to them.
Yes.
Keep a complete open mind, and try your best, and this is very hard because none of us are perfect. Try your best to treat each conversation that you have with a client like the first meeting you've ever had with anyone.
Well, and one thing that I know from sales is, like, when you're talking to somebody and you're trying to figure out, like, what's going on, and, like, for me specifically, what's going on in their program with their current vendor,
mm-hmm.
it's so easy to be like, oh my gosh, they don't give you all your shirts back. Well, this is what we do. This is what we do. This is what we do. Just listen. And at the end, when you present, you have an opportunity to bring all of that back up. But you're not cutting them off. You're having a conversation and you're listening to them because they're going to say something that you're going to miss if you're too busy freaking being a freaking mouth over here.
Mm-hmm.
So you just be a shushy Sarah.
Be a shushy Sheila.
Ooh.
There I go.
Much better. Okay.
Sarah, okay.
Enact.
I loved it.
Bring in your Sheila, your inner Sheila.
Sheila. Love it.
so
No, I loved it. Honestly, that it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
It does. Next is listen to the words, obviously, but while you're listening, try to paint a picture of what they're actually saying. Like, if they're trying to tell you a story, and maybe, like, I personally am very...
That's a good idea.
I'm very, yes, I'm visual. Like, I've got to paint the picture to see it.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm trying to remember something, like...
But this hoe wants a 12-foot couch in her house.
I don't want to talk about it. So I can't... Okay, when it comes to interior design, it's not my forte. I'm like, I don't know, should I just get a beanbag? And everyone's like, no, Lee, you're an idiot. I'm like, well, I don't know, it looks good. So, anyways, sorry. Back to visualization. Okay, so, like, this is an example.
Making fun of me. I'm so sorry.
I really want a 12-foot cat.
She's like, she was like, I want to have 2 6-foot people that can stretch out. I'm like, Lee, you don't even have tall friends.
Let me live my life. What if I have 2 6-foot friends that I make in the next year?
Okay.
You're going to laugh. You're going to be I'm laughing so and embarrassed when you come over and my 2 6.
I will eat my words when that happens.
You're going to be mad when my 2 6-foot friends are to lay.
10 Step Lee has 2 6-foot friends.
Anyways.
I'm sorry. I just thought that was... No, it's okay. I'm sitting here. We're talking about her living room. She's like, yeah, I want a 12-foot couch.
And my living room, no joke, y'all, is about 18 feet wide. I don't want a living room. I just want a couch. Anyways, okay. Sorry. Okay. Back to what we were talking about. Sorry. We were talking about, visualization. That's what we were talking about. And then you started making it. Okay. So, one example that I use when people are, like, speaking a lot of words, it's hard to absorb them all into your mind 100%. And painting a picture. So, mm-hmm. An analogy that I use for this is back when, before COVID happened and I was actually cocktail serving, I would forget my notepad all the time when I went over to tables, mm-hmm. or I'd leave it somewhere and I had to memorize what someone's order was. Mm-hmm. And instead of remembering the words when they said what they wanted, I would imagine the plate right in front of them. And then I would just paint a picture of what each person's plate looked like.
Oh, that
and
is
that's
such
how I would remember.
Idea.
So, like, even if they said, like, fried chicken, I wouldn't even think about fried chicken. I would just think about the actual photo of the food in my head.
Genius.
And, like, whatever side they wanted, I would just remember that from a photo. So if you have a hard time, like, listening to words, I think words are a very left brain thing.
Sure,
right?
That sounds right.
A left brain's the more logical one,
right? I know what you're
right?
talking about, because when there's a lot of words, I just am like,
ugh. Yeah, and it's probably your more right. It is right brain,
yeah,
right?
I'm
that's
really
more creative.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good thing to remember.
That is such a good tip.
Yeah, try to paint a picture of what they're saying instead of literally just focusing on the fact that, like, oh my god, this man just said mercurial. What does that mean? Like, try to, like.
That's a good question.
Do you know what mercurial means?
No.
It means, like, when you wake up, you just, like, you kind of you're open to changing your mind all willy-nilly.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Right?
I'm gonna start a business and call it mercurial.
I learned that word from
I know where you learned it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Step 5. Don't interrupt and don't impose your solutions.
Oh my god, this is the biggest. If you can think of anything from this podcast today, this is what I want you to take away. Stop interrupting and stop providing solutions before you know what's really going on. It's not about you. The time will come when you can talk about you. But right now, it is not about you. Linda, sit down and bring back Sheila.
Yes. And it's hard to do that sometimes.
It is, because you get so excited. You're like, oh my gosh, let me tell you about this.
Yeah. And it's like, I want to help you. It's an I want to help you sort of
thing.
It
is. It really is.
But sometimes listening is helping.
It's costing you money.
Yes.
But seriously, in my line of work, this is a very big thing. We have lots of trainings on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's you get through this analysis for your customer, and then after they've ranked their frustration, you're going to be like, okay, So this is a good point for me to present. So I'm going to bring back the pain, and that means I'm going to talk about all these things that they told me. And they're like, oh my gosh, Chelsea listened to all of that. You're right. I was mad. This is a bad situation, blah, 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 blah. And then that's when you can talk. Your time to talk will come, but you have got to sit down, take the notes. That's the hard part of the job. It's just like, there will be a time for you to present your solutions, okay? But it is not at this moment.
Absolutely.
You are costing yourself 7 to 25% of your commission. 17 to 25% of your commission.
Exactly. And it also, when you try to interject with your solutions too early, one of the things that I was reading earlier is sometimes people can get the impression that you're trying to make the conversation like a contest.
Oh, and it's yeah. not a contest. Don't be a Penelope one-upper. Isn't that who it was off this SNL or whatever?
A Penelope one-upper?
Penelope one-upper.
I don't think that was... I don't think that... Right?
Was somebody that, will know.
Wait, I know what you're talking about. It was Debbie Downer and... Freaking Frack. It was Kristen Wiig, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Don't be a one-upper. Don't make it about you. Don't be that... Because, like, a lot of the salespeople that are annoying, like, they just want to talk about them, want to talk about what they can do, want to talk about all of these things, mm-hmm. when really a lot of people just want to be heard because it makes them feel good to talk about themselves and their business. They yeah. just want to feel good.
You want them to be the bad person, not you.
Oh, every day.
Every day. Yes.
Like, I love when someone's like, I'm so sorry I'm talking too much. I'm like, oh,
no, please. No. Continue.
Elaborate.
Ugh. Elaborate more on what you just told
Wait,
me.
Wait, stop, drop, and roll. What do you mean by that?
What are your thoughts on that?
How does that make you feel?
What are your thoughts is my favorite open-ended question.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm really bad at wrapping it up and asking, like, an actual question. So sometimes I'll make a statement where it's like, I feel really strongly about it. Like, I hate this and this is stupid. And then I'm like... So what are your thoughts on that? Like, that came off strong. Why don't we soften it up? So, next step, very much on the same line, you have to wait for the speaker to pause and ask clarifying questions. We kind of already covered that, but it's very, very important to remember that's an extremely, I mean, it has to happen. You can't just say what you want and just keep on going and going. You have to stop. Sometimes just say one sentence, stop, we covered this earlier, and ask them, or wait until they ask you to clarify something.
Exactly.
You don't need to roll out the whole 7-course meal.
Seriously, you could even say something like, okay, who did this happen to? How often does this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Answer the question with a question.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be talking so much, because sometimes it's like they don't have a lot of time. You put yourself in halfway through where you need to be because you've talked too much.
Absolutely.
Just stop it.
This next one I love so much. And I didn't even think about this until I read this. While the person that you're talking to is speaking, try to give regular feedback. Like, if you say, hey, or if they say, like, hey, you know, we hit this, you know, thing last week, or we made this sale. Like, if you're asking them about, like, their past week, it's like, oh, I did this. Instead of just saying, like, oh, cool, anyways, be like, wow, you must be, thrilled. Yes. How hard did you work on that?
Yes. Or,
like, give them feedback to, like, make a statement.
Help them talk more about themselves.
Yes. Help them talk more about themselves.
Like, seriously, I'm telling you guys, I should charge you for this. I'll give you my Venmo. You can send me coins. I don't even... The more they talk about themselves, the more they're going to like you. Think about your best friend. And think about... This is how I look at it. When I've been in, like, a situation and I talked the most to the salesperson or I talked the most to a new person, I want to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to these people. Like, oh my gosh, they were so nice. And then I think about, well, I talked the whole time. Oh.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But really, like, let them talk, help them talk about themselves, because it's going to do you a world of favors.
Mm-hmm. It keeps the conversation going.
It really does.
And it's very easy. If you feel like you don't know what to say next, I swear to God, just repeat the last word that they said. Like, and just make it into a question. Like, just name, just make a statement about my bedroom right now.
I love the wall color.
The wall color? What do you like about it?
Oh my gosh, that is so smart.
Right?
Whoa. Okay, try me.
Okay. I really need to get a different suitcase.
A different suitcase? What are you look? What kind of suitcase do you need?
Right? Isn't it so easy?
Wow.
I'm that, telling you, that's the trick.
I'll give you Lee's Venmo, too.
There you go. At Lee Nevis, that's all you're going to know.
Mine's at Miss Charles.
But yeah, so giving regular feedback, even if you have to do a forced sort of feedback, it's the easiest way to do it, and it keeps them talking.
And people like compliments, and that's like you're complimenting them.
Absolutely. And it gives them... It gives you more information that they're giving you for you to learn about them.
And if you're listening, you can learn a lot. Like, if you're, like, for an interview or for learning about your boss, and you ask them a question like, how would you describe your most successful sales rep? And they say, they work really hard. They're out by 7. They don't come home before 6. So to you, me, that tells me they want a workhorse.
Mm-hmm.
Or if your boss is they're a great team player, super motivational and always positive, that tells you that they want somebody to be a team player and more of an emotional pusher versus, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
So asking these questions and like complimenting them and like making them talk about themselves makes them feel good, but it also, if you're really listening, drops hints about things.
Word.
So like they talk about their personal life and they say they're a dog, blah, 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 you can bring a dog treat. Like, hey, I was just thinking about your dog. Or, like, your daughter's graduation. Congratulations. Here's a graduation card. I mean, I don't know. You can get wild. But, like, that's for you to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. That's a really good point.
Yeah, I know.
The last, possibly the most important. No, it's not the most important. But
wait,
they've
all been so important.
They're all equally important. We give the same amount of importance to all these points. But the last one is make sure you're paying attention to nonverbal cues.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, girl.
If you feel like someone is, you know, like sloping their shoulders, if you feel like they're, you know, maybe checking their phone, or you feel like they're like trying to, you know, divert their attention somewhere else, they're shifting a lot. That's something to remember, like, you're probably talking too much.
Yeah, remember the whole 9 seconds before your brain even knows they're bored.
Mm-hmm.
And to be, mm-hmm. like, respectful of their time, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You do. So that's the last one. And that's, like, I didn't even really count, but I think that's, like, about 8 things,
that's a
maybe.
Lot.
I wasn't even listening to myself. Wow.
It's
like 7 to 8 things.
It's a few.
I think.
It's a few.
About... Hopefully
you can
remember them. Hopefully you were actively listening to us and you can remember all 7 or 8 points that we gave.
Maybe 9.
Maybe, I don't even know. Maybe it was... No.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So that's,
we love you guys.
We love you so much. What a great day this has been.
What a great day.
Ugh, it's been lovely.
Yeah, and in a couple weeks, we'll report back to you about the Harry Potter-themed birthday party for our girl, Celia.
Yeah. Speaking of birthdays...
It is one of our very favorite fans and listeners.
Best listener in the world.
And fan.
And fan.
Because we have fans now.
Yeah, we do. Miss Allison Henshaw /Fonz.
Happy birthday, honey.
She's married, honey. So she used her married last name, too.
It's fine.
Happy birthday, you beautiful angel. I hope you listen to this episode.
And yeah, you're a dream.
Yeah.
And you got great teeth.
You have great teeth. And
wonderful.
Like, beautiful skin.
Oh.
And the softest hair I've ever seen in my life.
Literally.
She's like a living Pocahontas.
She really is.
Truly.
She's a dream of a human. Anyway,
Allison.
Happy birthday, you slut.
I won't cry over you today like
she
I did in our
did.
Last podcast.
Well, she cried today,
well, I did
actually.
Cry earlier when you texted us.
Yeah, she sent us all a text to our group, and I look over, and Lee's friggin' crying.
I cry over everything.
She's gonna start crying.
No,
today.
I'm...
You better wrap
no,
this up.
I'm not. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry.
Okay, rate us, review us, subscribe to us. We love you.
And listen.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Epicor is the essential partner to the world's most essential businesses, offering ERP solutions built for growth and operational success. Explore the industry productivity solutions we curate for the automotive, building supply, distribution, manufacturing, and retail industries by visiting epicor.com/essential. That's epicor.com/essential.
Is QuickBooks slowing your business down? Do you have challenges managing inventory, project profitability, or just getting paid fast enough? Get your business to a better place and graduate to NetSuite today. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need, all in one place, instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite.
Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/info. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/info, netsuite.com/info.